Council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood for Monday, September 15th, 2014. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller. Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and solicitor are in attendance and we do have a quorum. Let's please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items from the floor. It's good to see both of you here. Does anyone have any changes to the August 18th minutes prior to a motion?
I think I have two changes. I was wondering under general government report if we could put maybe I had nothing further to report.
Which page, Mr. Wainwright?
This is page 3. Under general government report. Just
further.
I did report things, just
okay.
I had nothing further to report at that time.
About bills.
Also at the bottom of the page, second line up, Wiggle has 1G.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right. With page 3, Mr. Wainwright had nothing further to report since he did report on the payment of bills for goods and services and the correction of Wiggle Whiskey with 1G. Mr. Wainwright, do you have a motion for us, please?
I move to approve the minutes of August 18th, 2014.
As amended.
As amended.
Second.
Any further questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. September 2nd minutes. Is there anything that anyone has that they wish to?
Madam President, page 3, motion 5. I believe I moved that one. Mr. Fuller seconded.
He can't make a motion and second it. Anything else?
All right. I move to approve the minutes of September 2nd, 2014 as amended.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Motion to authorize payments of bills for goods and services, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $51,670.59 and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $130,039.18 for a total of $181,709.77.
Second by Dr. Wallace. Questions or comments, Mr. Wainwright?
Let's see. The biggest expense was not really an expense, but $100,000 of that of the sewer fund was the quarterly pass through from Wilkinsburg and through us to Alcosan, which explains the large number. As far as our $10,000 quarterly payment to the library, something we may want to look at next year, and about a $6,000 payment for the rescue truck. That's about it.
Any questions? Any further questions for Mr. Wainwright? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee reports, general government, Mr. Wainwright.
Government has no further report.
Police, Mayor Cook.
Yes, in that we just got our monthly report and that we had been waiting for some information to make the report more complete. I've not had a chance to look at it, but if you have any questions, I do have the chief here, and the chief otherwise has several things to inform council about that we're doing with the schools and in the community.
Chief?
We got a busy time coming up. We have planned with the library folks for Halloween. We will be doing our Halloween program parade. on the 27th, I believe it is. So we've been working with those folks on that issue. October 20th, we're bringing Officer Phil to the grade school up here in Edgewood. It's a program in which it's a school-based resource kind of a program. They come in with puppets and they interact with one of our officers, which would be Fred Livingston, and they will put that program on for both, I think it was K through 4. So we'll do two programs on that particular day. Come January, we're looking forward to getting involved in the bundle up program for the kids, those children that have need of coats and what have you. We're planning on working with the school, the various schools, and raising money through a basketball program where the police will play a basketball game at various schools with the police versus the faculty from those various schools, which will be fun for everyone. The monies that we acquire through that will either be going to the school for the bundle up program or through the police through the bundle up program. We also have been in touch with Wendy Bell from Channel 4, and they're thinking about putting together a group to play us also as a fundraiser, and as a final product, we will be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the monies that we gather for all of that will go through the bundle up program. So that's what we're planning for the future.
The basketball program is voluntary for our officers?
For our officers. It'll be police from not just here, but from all over the area. Yes.
Okay, so it's a voluntary thing. It's not
absolutely
part of their, okay.
Yeah.
DUI.
Oh, and the DUI checkpoint. We took part in the Monroeville DUI checkpoint. We ended up with about 381 contacts. We detained 70 people. Out of those 70 people, I think there were 28 traffic citations that were written. And we made 6 DUI arrests that evening, and one drug arrest, which was a heroin arrest that Officer Ferguson from our department actually made contact and found heroin. So it was a fruitful evening, to say the least.
Anything for Chief Payne?
I would echo what Madam President said, just to make sure that are you going to document? I just want to make it clear that you know, anyone who's participating in the basketball event, that they're doing that, it's not work-related.
No, it's not work-related.
Okay, but
there's
you
nothing whatsoever associated with
okay.
Yeah, we just want to make sure, you know, for the record that
And of course, that's a good thing. And
we do appreciate
that. But
the
you know, we need to make sure that that's clear.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else for the chief? Have a wonderful evening, Chief.
Have a good evening, everybody.
Thanks, Chief.
Public safety. Public safety isn't here. Mayor Cook, do you have anything to...
No, we didn't meet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Wainwright.
Yeah,
I apologize for that.
Public safety did not meet.
Okay. Community development, Dr. Wallace.
Community development met. I don't have the exact date. So look that up for official public record, but it was the third week of August, I believe. We met to discuss the land bank issue that was proposed and our recommendation to council. I know we have a council of the whole meeting coming up at the end of the month, I believe.
That's correct.
So we can further discuss it at that point, but the committee's recommendation isn't unanimous, but we basically recommend that we participate if the school district is participating as well.
And that's the land banking. There is a, did you receive this? We received a letter on Thursday, September 18th, the Woodlands School District will be announcing a series of proposals intended to reform and reorganize in a way that we provide public education to the residents of your borough. Public officials. Yeah, it's at 10 a.m., of course, on September 18th. If anyone's available to attend that, particularly from community development, since always Edgewood primary seems to be.
So that's not related to the land bank?
No, I'm sorry.
Education.
Yeah. There is a, the Council of Government sent a letter about.
I can make this.
Can you make that? Thank you. You may be able to get some information from the school district regarding any participation in land banking from them.
This Thursday.
Thursday, September 18th at 10 a.m. All local officials and municipal managers. So convenient for us all.
I will be at Connect that day.
I'm going to be in Greensboro.
Do you need to go to Connect? I would prefer that you go to this.
That's fine.
I think that we need to you know, get a complete report. If you're unable to attend on October 28th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the district office. Also, I'll put this letter in. You make copies of this, please, for everyone.
It was in your packets.
Oh, was it? Mm-hmm. Okay. The Council of Government is also going to do presentations on land banking and how it would benefit school districts. If you did not receive a copy of that in your packet, I'll make sure that you get one. I'll send it to you. Anything further for Dr. Wallace? Public Works did not meet. Community Service, Dr. Petrola.
We didn't meet. I think Julie and I will sit down and talk about community day and start like an action plan sooner so that we're kind of like playing catch up the whole time.
Okay. Personnel. Any personnel did not meet.
Not on that committee, but I don't think they met.
No, personnel did not meet. Pension, Mr. Bright.
Pension did not meet.
Three Rivers Wet Weather, the sewer conference is in October. You'll probably have all received a brochure about that. Connect, Ms. Bastianini.
Connect executive session is meeting this Thursday, September 18th. And they held a successful fundraiser event last week at Wiggle with One Juice.
Solicitor report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to have a brief discussion concerning the presentation that the COG made to us at the last meeting regarding the land bank business plan, and brief and preliminary. The timetable that they have set in their plan, which of course may or may not happen, but I think if we're going to do this, we ought to try to. The only way this works is if a bunch of municipalities get together and get on the same schedule and get on the same program. Otherwise, it's just, I mean, to the extent that we want to change this and somebody else wants to change that, then it probably is not going to happen. And I'm not suggesting that that we not do exactly what we want to do. I think we should. I'm just saying that in my experience, a municipal cooperative effort of this nature is difficult at best, unless you know, it's you get that kind of synergy. Their timetable was kind of aggressive from the point of view that they were hoping that the intergovernmental cooperation agreements would be executed and approved by the end of the year. So that is aggressive, in my opinion, and also, of course, with budgets and everything else. But that is their opinion, and that is their goal, and that is. Also, their business plan is to begin actual operations and acquisitions and those kind of things in the spring. So I have looked at this. I would need to look at it more. I would need to, get together with Julie and talk to Julie about it a little bit, perhaps talk to community development about it a little bit. But I'm just pointing out to you that if we're going to do this, we need to decide that we're going to at least take a good look at it. I think the biggest, I think I got this right, Joel. You know more about it than me, so correct me if I'm wrong. In order to, there's three components to the financial commitment to this plan. One is something that's really what I'm going to call an upfront commitment, and that is, or general commitment, that you're going to contribute 5% of your delinquent real estate taxes. And I'm not sure what that number is, but I'm sure Julie can tell you. And that's really just sort of, I think, startup money for them, in addition to other things, grants. They have a lot of different things, but that's their seed money. The other two parts to it, which is a 50% recapture of taxes for the properties in question and the forgiveness of taxes for the properties in question, I would say is property specific. Is that your understanding, Julie? Did I get that right? So I think, you know, look at it that way, because I know that we have properties in the borough that we're having problems and issues with code enforcement. I know that we have properties in the borough that we have gone through the tax sale process, and I know that of one or two properties that fit into those two categories that we're dealing with right now, and my office is involved, and we have code enforcement cases active. I don't know a heck of a lot more than that, because I haven't been involved and haven't needed to be involved. To the extent that we are willing to make the 5% of delinquent tax contribution, and again, I don't know what that number is, to get this off and running to see how it goes, then I think that's the biggest thing you need to decide going forward, because there's probably some properties, but again, I'll defer to Julie, that we could possibly throw into this system, or really, perhaps, this is a little bit wishful thinking, but perhaps the fact that we have this process may help us, because people realize that we have a much more effective way of getting them to do what they're supposed to do, otherwise we'll do what we need to do, type thing. The tax sale process, I think, is a long and involved process. I agree with their analysis of that. Maybe Julie can speak to what success we've had with going through tax sales, and we piggyback on the school district, which is what we should be doing, so we're not spending money on it. Mike McCabe knows what he's doing, and Gary Rutterbeam know what they're doing, so we have, I'm very comfortable with that, but I'm not sure what our experience is with that. So, again, I'm just throwing all that out there. I'm not sure we can discuss all that tonight. That wasn't my intention.
But we can't discuss it tonight, so... And what Dr. Wallace's, since community development is looking at this in more detail and things are contingent regarding the school district, it may be beneficial for you to join with community development and Julie and make a list of concerns from a solicitor's point of view for the borough.
I'll tell you what our plan is for the council of the whole. So we met, we discussed all these issues that you're bringing up, and we certainly need to talk to you about the legal ramifications of that and the process. But what the plan is I'm going to come back with an analysis, basically a financial analysis of what we've been spending on the process to date. Would we don't really necessarily need to enhance our process, because the properties will sell in the borough in the past that we've actually... that the school district has taken, but it's more or less a good neighbor sort of process. But we're not going to have a personal benefit in the borough or be able to have the buy-in unless the school district is participating.
Okay.
So I'll come back with, this is how many houses we would have to add to this process to have it financially net zero or positive. And then, of course, all the legal stuff will have you review.
So,
and that's fine. And the other reason, excuse me, Madam President, the reason I'm really bringing it up right now is because I didn't want to spend a lot of time on this if we really weren't interested. I need to take it to level two, whatever you want to say, as far as reviewing the documents, the intergovernmental cooperation agreement, et cetera, which I have not done yet. I'm pretty much looking at the big picture level of this at this point. And everything I've done up to this point, I would say, is just covered by the retainer. But if we're going to be doing a major project, which is, I'd consider that maybe to be you know, something above and beyond. But so I'm raising that to all of council, just so you're aware of my thinking.
I wouldn't think we want to do that until we know more of what the board stands. Okay. It's not worth our time if they're not interested.
Okay. So, I'm
sorry, Julie, I didn't hear you.
I said we would just need to know more about where the school board stands before we go down that path.
So we're not going to raise it to another level until we find out from the school district, and I'll send the COG letter to community development so that you all can look at the, and all of council and the mayor, to see what the, but I know that they're specifically looking at the benefits for the school district as well, so that may be helpful to all of us, as will information that we'll be getting on September 18th, perhaps.
I just wanted to give you my thoughts
on
that.
That's fine.
Thank you.
And you had two things, Mr. Berry?
That was all.
That was it? All right. Borough Manager Report.
Thank you, Madam President. The 2015 MMO was included in everybody's packet for your review. For 2015, the total amount will be $176,452.87 is the minimum pension contribution the borough has to make. Required by law to tell you that on record. The LED streetlights that were purchased for East Swissvale Avenue were installed last week, so I encourage you all to go out and take a look and see what the light looks like, and see if you'd be interested in pursuing the pilot program further next year. Roadway improvement program is underway and ahead of schedule. As I'm sure you are all aware, we started milling South Braddock today. It went as smoothly as can be expected for a major improvement. And hopefully they will be done with South Braddock by the end of the week, and that will be the end of the project. They'll just need to bring in the line painters at that point. And I'm pleased with the speed that this project has been working at.
The police would concur with our borough manager that the process went smoothly today, way smoother than they had anticipated.
And we thank them for their help. We received back the completed McKay Street survey that council had approved the borough engineer to look at. The result is that the borough does own the retaining wall along the back of the properties on Race Street by McKay, but that all of the garages on Race Street are squarely on private property. The final payment for the 2013 sewer repair program was included in tonight's bills, so we are officially paid and done with the 2013 sewer project. The only other thing I have is that the Public Works Department has a crack sealing machine, so you'll see them out and about this week filling some cracks on the roads that didn't make it into their roadway improvement program. And that's all I have.
Anything for Ms. Bastini?
I thought that the agenda said that you were going to give your MMO report.
She did,
yes.
I missed it, my goodness. I'm sorry, did you give that to council?
I did. They all have a copy. And
okay, I would just like a copy. I'm sorry.
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you. That's all.
Anything else? Any new business? Yes, Mr. Wainwright.
In the past, Public Safety Committee and the Fire Department drafted up a draft memorandum of understanding with the fire departments. It's still in draft form, still negotiating some language. I think it would be a good idea to have a council of the whole on that subject. That document is going to outline the relationship between the borough and the fire department for a long time to come. There's a lot of important stuff in there as far as who pays for what and how things are handled. And I think it's probably all of council should probably have their input on that.
There are certainly some legal issues involved with that without even looking at it or
yes.
knowing more about it. So I better take a look at that.
The committee of the whole that is on the 29th is working about talking about.
Not that one. I mean, that's
yes,
just.
Yes, so you want to have another one
at some point
in October,
maybe
perhaps.
Before the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Would council like Tim, Mr. Berry, to take a look at that prior to the?
Might be helpful for Mr. Berry to take a look at it and then get back to public safety with any questions or concerns that he has so that you can maybe iron some things out prior to then disseminating a more complete document. All right?
Sounds
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Anything else? We received in the mail about free shredding this Saturday at Edgewood Town Center. Senator Jay Costa is bringing in shredders from, 10 in the morning till 2 p.m. So if you have any documents that you want shredded, shred away on the 20th from 10 to 2 at Edgewood Town Center. Thank you, Senator Costa, for that service. I received a letter. I'll give it to you. We had applied for a PA Small Water and Sewer Program grant from the Commonwealth Financing Authority, and we didn't get it, just so you know.
Madam President, I have two items.
Okay, Mayor Cook.
If I'm not mistaken, this Sunday, the Edgewood Foundation has its Oktoberfest. That will be on Sunday, and Councilman John Wainwright has agreed to substitute for me for the School for the Deaf.
I was thinking about it.
Well, he's pondering it. They have their event going on, and part of it is a talent show, and I told them I was available, but I had to leave before 3 o'clock, and they were concerned that if it ran over, it'd be a problem. So hopefully Mr. Wainwright is able to fill in for me.
All right. So this Sunday is the Oktoberfest. Time is just going too fast. We do plan on having a committee of the whole at 7 o'clock on the 29th with the Planning Commission and Tasha to review our draft zoning changes that we wanted to make.
You should have copies by the end of the week.
Okay, that would be good. Anything else? Any other new business? Committee action, resolution 2014-21, Dr. Petrola.
Borough of Edgewood resolution 2014-21, whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognized the need for handicapped parking for its handicapped residents, and whereas one handicapped parking space shall be created at the curb line of Maple Avenue in front of 259 Maple Avenue, the Borough of Edgewood to be marked and used for a handicapped parking space, and whereas the handicapped parking space shall be permitted for a period of 1 year upon the expiration of 1 year, submitted and reevaluated by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood for approval for an additional year, the process to continue from year to year until the handicapped vehicle would premises are sold, and whereas the event that there is no longer a need for handicapped space, or in the event that the property has been sold, the handicapped parking permit shall be removed, and all signs in the cane space shall be removed on the 5th of December 2014.
Second.
Any questions or comments? The handicapped space is open to anyone with a placard. It's not a specific individual space, but we did have a request from an individual, and it'll be appropriately placed. Ms. Bastini, you call the roll.
Mr. Brink.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2014-21 passes. Do we need an executive session?
Madam President.
Any other business? Then can we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you very much. And a committee of the whole meeting will be on the 29th, 7 p.m. See you then.